Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Guess who's back for a quick recap of your favorite soap opera, Days of Our Lives, right here on AfterBuzz TV, coming up now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Well, hello and good evening, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Edition Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by...
Hello, this is Glozell. Oh, where's my microphone? Hello, this is Glozell. Is you okay? Is you good? Because I want to know.
I knew this was going to be
with your monkey.
Don't you talk about that text. So in our studio today, we have the very funny lady who we just recently met.
Yes, but it was like Kendrick's.
Yes. And all of a sudden, you were like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, oh, da-da-da-da. And I also recap Days of Our Lives. You was like, what?
What?
I watch Days of Our Lives. And I was like, you watch Days of Our Lives?
I love me some Days of Our Lives.
Yes. So, and then she was like, well, I'm going to have to come in here and recap with you. And I was like, well, come on in then.
I'm so excited to be her.
And trust me, we have a lot to go over. Now, I know you guys are wondering, where's Mark? Where's Matthew? Well, Mark was busy, but he will be back in the new year. And unfortunately, Matthew is no longer with us.
Oh, rip, Matthew.
Yes, he has gone on to greener pastures. We wish him well and luck in his future endeavors. But you guys have been asking, when are we getting Dish and Days back? When are you guys coming back? I see all your tweets and all your comments. We are coming back officially in January, and you will see some brand new faces. So some of you have speculated that there's some changes happening, and you're right, there are a few changes happening, but we're going to come back full on, full force in January. But we wanted to do this recap just for you guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And if you haven't already, make sure you like us, follow us on all social media platforms. We are Dish and Days on Facebook and Instagram, and @_DishandDays on Twitter. The @ is implied.
All right.
Hey, Glow Glow.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm so excited.
Me too. So we've been on hiatus for a while. So we're just going to talk about everything.
I want to know about everything.
We're going to talk about everything.
I want to know your opinion on stuff, because it has been some straight up crazy foolishness on Days of Our Lives, and I'm here for it.
Yes. Okay,
I'm here for it.
And we will be taking your phone calls as well, and we'll put the number up when we're ready. But first, we're going to kick things off with the craziest of craziest lovable storylines. Will! He alive.
Okay, first of all, he's alive.
Yes.
But I love that he thought Susan was his mama.
Okay, first of all.
And that he was straight.
Susan is my all-time favorite character the show.
I mean, how could she not be? She is great.
As soon as she comes in, she's
I'm
like.
I'm just going to talk like that.
That mine Christine. Don't you like them? Don't you? That's the devil.
That's the devil.
That's the devil.
She is. I love it. And her obsession with Elvis.
Yes, it has never gone away. But what I liked about this storyline is because we've known that Will was coming back for a while.
Right.
But we didn't know how. And the way that they have played this storyline out, you are literally like, what?
He was just like at a bar.
Yeah, just popped up at a bar.
And Lucas like...
Lucas was
so... I think
so,
I see my son. No. There's no way.
He was so drunk, he was like... Oh, I'm just like hallucinating.
I'm hallucinating.
But then Paul saw him.
Yes, and like.
But Paul was like,
right.
I ain't saying nothing.
I don't want to say nothing because I want to mess up my relationship.
But you know what though?
He didn't want to mess up his relationship.
There's a part of me though that like I kind of didn't blame him because I'm like, you trying to keep your man,
right? And Will and him weren't together.
No.
But now they get a chance to rekindle. But Will act like he don't want him. He want Paul.
That kiss.
That kiss. I mean, it was everything.
Yeah, it took me by surprise.
So I don't think they're gonna get back together.
You don't think Will and Sonny will get back together?
No.
You think he's gonna go with Paul?
Yeah, cause Paul. Yeah, cause he'd been dogged by Sonny.
He don't remember.
No, Sonny dogged Paul.
Right.
So Paul might not go back to Sonny, but Paul need to go with somebody who want him, and Will want him. If you know, love the one that wants you.
That's very true. But, okay, so going back with Will and just not remembering anything.
Right.
And learning that Susan brainwashed him to be EJ.
That was crazy. Who writes this stuff? I love you people.
It was the most amazing plot twist that could have happened. Because I'm like, how come he don't remember nobody?
Right.
And he's like, my name is EJ. Everybody was like,
ruh-roh.
And then what I always love about Days is that the second you're thinking like, okay, wait a minute. He ain't seen no pictures.
No pictures.
He ain't seen. And then
nothing.
Susan brought out the box and was like, see, remember this? This is when you were. And then here's your birth certificate. And then it's like, why is my birthday smudged out? And you're like, ha!
Ha!
That's how she's keeping
because
it up.
Because of your peanut butter or whatever she said.
You used to like the little peanut birthday.
Yeah, your little like that. She had an answer for everything.
For everything. But then poor Susan, she like, when everything came out, like, she had her breakdown. And
right.
And I was like, oh, no. But, like I was telling you before we started, that last shot of Kristen in that red dress. Let me tell you,
did you get your life?
I got my entire life.
Yes.
But there are a list of people that I want to meet. One is Beyonce.
Okay. That should be one.
But the second is Eileen Davidson.
Really?
I want to meet her so bad. Like, I just want to say hi. I just want to shake her hand. I just want to say how brilliant and talented she is.
Right.
Because, like, as Kristen, she was a whole nother way. And then when she comes on as Susan, and not just Susan, she came on as the sister, too.
Yeah, I'm like, there's this
same characteristics, different. And I'm just like, I just
marvel at, and she's been doing this for a long time.
And then, you know, she got multiple coins and checks because she hopped over the Days and did that, but she's still on Young and the Restless. That's talent.
She like that guy with the Sprint commercial who also was with Verizon.
Him.
I'm like, who gets those kind of jobs?
I need that.
Who gets those? They do.
Those people like that do.
Okay, we just gonna open up the universe
to
bless us like that because who does that?
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
it's insanity.
It is crazy. But I love it. I love it.
I love the
way that they played it out.
But poor Will, he comes back and Sammy is, I mean, she's so crazy.
Yeah,
crazy is just an understatement because Susan is crazy, but Sammy is like.
But Sammy is the type of crazy that you go, oh, that's just Sammy.
Not when Sammy tried to have him re-killed.
See, this is what happens.
Your own son.
This is what happens when you're in Marlena's house and you pick up a book. Right.
And she's just looking with a gun like.
But she was. Sammy has always kind of been like my favorite character too.
Because we love the messed up crazy folks.
We do. And I saw where she was going because, interestingly enough, Will was even like, I just really want to remember because he kept seeing all these people. He met
that
Gabby, he
extreme.
Met Allie, he was meeting the Marlena, and just
but did it work?
Overwhelming
a little bit
because he did remember
that he was gay.
Well, not only that he was gay, but when he got killed, remember he was having those flashbacks.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe he'll forgive her.
Right now he's like, I can't stand her. But this week, I think what we were learning is that he's realizing that this picture perfect, you know, life
right.
that he it wasn't so perfect.
But he said, because he said, I'm all I've been learning about is like, oh, my Christmas pictures and whatever nice, wonderful things that I like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Paul. He said Paul, but it was really Belle that was telling him, like, you know, there were some jacked up things going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And Belle was the one that that mentioned.
She just flew back and just spilt the tea.
How you take a 17-hour flight from Hong Kong and go, you know you cheated on your man, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. She was, I mean, it makes no sense. She was like, oh, you don't have your memory? Let me tell you. You are a dog.
But you know what? But he appreciated that because everyone else was kind of sugarcoating everything. Mm-hmm. They were salt baying him.
Yes.
And being like, oh, everything was perfect. Yes. You had a perfect marriage. And now he's starting to realize, no, he is a little bit of a Sammy Jr.
Right, because he was kind of nasty with Paul. Right.
Because even Paul said it. Because Paul was like, you were a little son of a bitch. Right. And then he said something, he was like, yeah, that little son of a bitch is starting to come out again.
That's why I think that he's going to like Sammy, because he realized he's like her.
Yeah, like he's gonna like be like, oh, I really don't hate you. Like they're gonna find that bond that they had again.
Exactly right.
But this whole time I have felt bad for Paul because
Paul. Why?
Yeah. Well, because just imagine
he could have both of them. Well, he could have both of them, right? Well, we'll want him.
Sonny want him. You can't no. We can't play the games like that.
He just cut off the engagement. One day, literally, he's like, we're going to still do this. The next day, like,
I can't do it. I was a little... He didn't
ease into that at all.
Not at all. I was a little upset with Sonny because I was like, how you just going to cut off this engagement, this relationship, in hopes that when Will gets his memory back, y'all are going to be together.
But when Will gets his memory back, he going to remember that y'all weren't together. That's what he's going to remember. I do like to say, because, you know, watching and I want to make sure that I was, like, up to date on everything. Mm-hmm. And I rewatched and watched some things. Mm-hmm. Like, some people really look good.
Don't they?
Kate, who does her... Where do you go?
You know what? As Wendy would say, the moisturization
every night. She looks great.
She looks real good.
She looks great. Okay, I'm just going to put that out there.
So we're going to take... I want to know what you guys think about this this storyline. So we're going to take a few phone calls before we switch over to the next storyline. So I want to hear what you have to say. If you want to call in and talk to us, please call us now at 424-256-1633. That's 424-256-1633. Now, some of y'all may be dialing the regular number, but if you notice, we're in a different studio. So you going to be calling in to the wrong show. So what you got to do is call 424-256-1633 in order to talk to us and let us know what you think about the Will storyline. Now, some people in our chat room...
Oh, I love the Will storyline. That's my favorite.
Yes. Let's see. April says, Paul has gotten the rotten end from everyone, which is true because everyone was blaming him for not telling...
Right. Well, how long was it that he waited?
It was a day.
I'm gonna say, it wasn't that long. They act like it was a year or something.
Yeah, like it was a week.
Like he discovered and knew all this stuff about him. It wasn't that long.
It wasn't long. Like Paul had a little bit of like selfishness, and again,
he had a reason to.
Yeah.
And then he was also processing like that is Will, right? That really was him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know who he is, and he told.
But his
life was about to come to an end, so he paused.
Yeah, he was like, I'm gonna be selfish in this moment, and then he was like, no, I can't do this. Like, Will is alive.
How is Sammy, okay, this is crossing storylines, how is Sammy so mad at Paul for not saying it, but not mad, you know, because she slept, Hope, you know, that story, that was just about a day too, right? Don't get me to...
We gonna get to that.
Okay. We gonna get to it, y'all.
We gonna get to that, because that was something.
Slurp, slurp.
That was something.
Right.
Let's see what Aaron says. Will's reunion with Marlena was my favorite. I cried. Yes.
I
did like that because they had a very nice bond and relationship too. Will's reunion with Chad and Abby was my favorite. That was a good one. It's like everyone's excited to see Will, and Will's looking back at them like,
but
I don't know you.
He was only upset with Sammy. Like, he seemed to be like, okay, Belle, we're eating waffles or French toast and da-da-da. But when it came to Sammy, it was like, ah!
Well, you know why? Because Sammy, in the beginning, was, like, pretty much pressuring him to remember. You know what I mean? And she was being very pushy. And I think the last straw for him was...
getting choked to death.
Yeah. And that's when he was just like, you are crazy. Get away from me.
Right.
I am done.
But is
Leave
that
me alone.
More crazy than a woman saying that you're a dead guy, and raising you, and you living with Elvis in the woods somewhere.
He mentioned that. He was like, Susan might have been crazy, but like, you are like beyond.
Okay.
Like, I mean, yeah, that's crazy, but
That is crazy. He would have never gotten his life back. She was doing something crazy to get his life back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's really his mother. So, there you go.
A little love for you, Glozell. Joe Howell says, God, I just love you, Glozell.
I love you, too. I appreciate that. Oh, yay. And I'm glad you love Days.
Yes. Okay. And then, let's see. Days J says, anyone notice the way Will was looking at Eric before finding out he's his uncle? Looking like a snack.
Oh, yeah. He was like, who are you? Oh. Because he was like, I'm your mom's twin brother.
And then he was like, oh.
Because he does look good.
Greg Vaughn? Mm-hmm. Someone else that does the moisturization.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His looks hair real good. He's a good looking guy.
Looks real good.
Yes.
But yeah, this storyline has just been it's been interesting and it's been crazy I can't wait.
I love the twist
wait.
And the turns. Yeah, and where it's going, I really don't know where it's going. Lucas is still a hot mess.
Lucas is still
he's a hot mess.
Okay, so
the Abigail, was it Abigail left him? What is it? Who? Lucas?
Adrian
left him,
and that started the whole spiralization of like through. Him drinking every day, but. With this week when he said, I drink so that I don't hurt.
Right.
I was just like,
we can relate to that.
Because even though now, if we remember, it wasn't the real Adrian that broke up
right,
with Lucas.
Right.
It was Bonnie.
Right.
But
that's
then
true.
The real Adrian came in and was like,
I kind of like my ex-husband. Or
yeah. And so then he was just like, and then Will's death and then getting fired and like all this kind of stuff. It's just like, oh no.
But Samuel was trying to be there for him. She's like, if I gotta call you every day, then you know, yeah. Promise me don't drink.
Well, so, listen, he done flipped his car 3 times because he's driving drunk.
Driving drunk.
Yeah, you got to get it together.
He's gotta get it together because he's just angry and just.
Yeah.
He don't look good.
And it sounded like this week, like Sammy's getting ready to leave. Because she was like, I have to get back to the kids.
She did say that.
So I'm starting to wonder,
that's what I was
like
what the kids can't just be at the house. Well, where the kids?
Because in actuality, that's more money and more contracts and child labor laws and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's almost like if you can do without, proceed forward.
Wait, are you saying if Days could do without a main character? Or
like, if they can do without showing the kids or needing the kids
but
in Salem.
But we need Sammy.
We do need Sammy.
So hey, ho, whatever you gotta do.
Right, so I'm hoping that they don't... I'm hoping that Allison Sweeney's, like, stint wasn't just for X amount of time.
Right, because I was like, you don't have to go to Biggest Loser.
She can't, and there's no more.
There's no more.
And she's doing a lot of stuff with Hallmark, but, you know...
But
you
that,
can squeeze
you
that
are
schedule
Sammy.
In.
I don't care where you go. You know, you got to come back to Days. That is your life. She's been there forever.
Yeah.
And we love
forever.
You as that character. Who else going to be crazy like that?
Nobody.
Nobody. She grew up on that show.
There are certain characters that you can't replace, and she's one of them.
Because
we wouldn't buy it. We wouldn't buy it.
I still need a Stefano.
Well, unfortunately.
I know.
He can't come back.
Okay, so we got, Andre / Tony?
Yeah. Earlier.
when you going to tell on me.
Yeah, I am. Earlier when we were talking, Glozell was like, so Tony, and I was like, you mean Andre? And she was like, so that's Andre? I was like, yeah. She was like, I was wondering why are these people calling Tony Andre?
I can't figure it out. I was looking, I'm like, why are they, what? Okay.
I died at that conversation. It was hilarious.
You want to know who gives some good remarks?
Who?
Victor be slaying them. If you listen to him, he is hilarious.
Shout out to Mark, who his quote of the week is usually something from Victor.
I mean, he is amazing.
Yeah.
His lines are crazy funny.
Yeah. Oh, Days J said, he might as well be Tony, to be honest. Wilson. Okay, we're done with that. Okay, so Rafe and Hope.
Okay, how do you give him his ring back? I'm always like, he's so fine because I'm.
Oh, we got a call coming in.
Oh, I was like, what is that?
Oh, yeah, that threw me off too.
We got a call. Oh, we didn't know that sound.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. You're on live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony. It's Scott from Virginia.
Hey, Scott from Virginia. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's going great.
I love the Will storyline.
Right? We had just finished talking about that, but like, I love the way that they're like taking it, the direction that they're going in, the twists and turns, the plot twists.
Yes, and it's coming quickly. It's like boom, boom, boom,
and everything makes sense.
Right? They're not slowing it down and dragging it out. What
was your favorite part about the storyline?
Well, my favorite part this week was Will being all in heat over Paul.
Yes!
Didn't that come out of nowhere?
He's like, oh, I am gay, and he's hot.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
And he is.
It's almost, I mean, it's almost like the gay bug had just kind of crept back up into him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's a good-looking guy. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what he's...
But he made a good point in that he felt like everyone else wanted him to be a certain way.
Right.
And Paul, he could just be himself. And I was like,
yes, that was good.
That was good.
So I do want them to kind of get together then.
Yeah. Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
What else did you enjoy?
Yeah.
Like you guys were talking about earlier with Eileen. I love that with Susan and all that. I'm hoping to see more of Kristen. I hope she comes back.
Me too.
Because I didn't want that. See, there was a cliffhanger because she said, "What you didn't realize is that you could have actually had him." And I was like, "So are you saying EJ's alive too?"
I'm good. Come on, EJ's got to be alive. I'm right.
Well, because like long time ago when EJ died, Kristen went into the morgue,
right,
and. She stuck that big needle in him too,
but did she?
No, it wasn't a big needle. But she stuck something in him. Like they actually showed that.
But maybe they can show his face going.
How's it going?
Like I can't say nothing.
So I don't know.
Oh, do you think that? Oh gosh, the guy that plays the Russian guy that died. Do you think he really died?
Because the doctor.
Quick. Yeah, Dr. Rolf. Because it was so quick.
I don't know.
Oh, Scott is still. Hanging.
Yeah, that's fine, Scott. Keep hanging on. I don't know. Because Stefano's people.
Right.
They got the witchcraft and the voodoo and the
things going on. He brought Will back. Yeah. So I don't understand how he just died that quick.
That pill could have just. Knocked him out for like a couple of hours so that people were like, oh, he dead.
Right. Because they didn't develop it. They didn't share it. They didn't like, oh, they were.
And then he popped back up and he's like over with Stefano.
Right. I guess I don't know. So. I don't know.
Well, Scott, thank you for calling and discussing the Will storyline with us.
That is the best storyline on Days right now. They're killing it.
Yeah, they are.
So great to have Dish and Days back, too. Aww.
Yes, yes. Don't worry. We're not going anywhere.
I'm saying all like I've been a part of it. I love Days.
You are a part
thank
of
you,
it.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, thanks, Scott. We'll keep watching and feel free to call back in so that we can hear your thoughts on some of the other storylines.
Please do.
Oh, okay, I'm now getting used to the new sounds because I've been gone for a minute. Now I'm back with the jump off.
Oh, I was gone for a minute. Now I'm back with the jump off.
So right before Scott called, we got into Rafe and Hope.
Ah, Hope.
Okay,
he's not Bo.
Let me ask you this.
Oh, ask me, honey.
Let me ask you this.
Ask me.
Do you like Rafe and Hope?
No, I don't.
Let me ask you this.
I don't.
Even though it was one day after the breakup with Rafe and Hope.
Right.
How did you feel about him and Sammy?
I feel like that worked better.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know if there's age differences or energy differences. Because I'm just like, I don't. Hope didn't work.
See.
And it could be. Because you're used to seeing. You want to be with Bo and Bo's gone.
But see. But here's the thing. Like, okay. So. When Bo died, I was like, oh. But they had a guy named Aiden come in, right? And Aiden and Hope were together. And we were like, okay.
Okay.
This works. Okay. We are here for it.
Yeah.
And they tried to make like a triangle between Hope, Aiden, and Rafe. And, you know, people were like, Rafe, I'm just not feeling it. But this Aiden, I'm feeling. And then they made Aiden into Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right?
Well, you gotta be crazy.
So, but then they took Aiden off, right? And then they brought him back.
Right.
And because he was supposed to kill Hope. But it turns out it was a doppelganger, right? And that the real Aiden was somewhere locked up. So they brought the real Aiden back. And you know what they did with him? Ooh. Made him bad and Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And so it messed up him and Hope again. And then they went down the Hope and Rafe. And yeah, we were just like, work. We just.
Yeah.
No.
That
no,
didn't work.
But then when Sammy came back.
That worked.
I was like, okay, it's taking us back to the Safe House days when they first met.
That really worked. So I can see Hope finding that out, being upset, and then they break up again. And I don't know if they're back together, really.
I know, because she proposed to Rafe.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like.
But he's got to tell her. He feels like he's got to tell her. Oh, by the way.
Now, the question is.
What's the question?
Is he going to follow Sammy's advice, which I'm chuckling about, because it's like, who's going to listen to Sammy?
But. I don't understand how she gave that advice when she's mad at Paul for not telling.
Because, you know, Sammy has a way of making things right.
Okay.
In her mind.
If there's a Sammy, there's a way.
Okay. I'm with you when you're right. Okay. I don't know. I was more feeling Sammy and
they might end up getting back together.
I kind of hope so.
Because
the whole Rafe and Hope thing, the argument, there was an argument that started because of, you know, and we'll talk about Theo and all that, but
the job.
Yeah. Of her not firing JJ and the job and being police commissioner and everything like that. And how the firing went down with her and everything. And then it went into their relationship.
Right.
Which it then kind of made sense because it's like, let me tell you something. Y'all know I've been single for a minute. But if there was somebody.
What is your type? Can we please get him somebody? Will seemed to be dating everybody. Scott, you know that.
I'm a pop on the show. And I'll be the next person that will.
Yes, exactly.
But I feel like if I've been seeing someone and they ask me to marry them and I say yes, it's going to be like the next day, the wedding books come out, we decide the date, we plan the wedding,
I hope whoever wants you don't hear that because you just ran them off.
But you should be ready for that.
People are not ready when they ask.
Let me tell you something. You ask me?
Oh!
You better be ready. Now, I'm not saying...
Well, you better be ready.
I'm not saying we're going to march down the aisle the next day. But I'm saying we're going to at least talk about a date.
Okay.
We're going to at least... Okay, here's the calendar.
Okay.
First of all, what season?
Your biological clock ticket or something?
It is, a little bit.
Okay, all right.
It is.
Okay. Boom, dynamite.
Yeah, yeah. But this ain't about me. This is about them.
It was about them.
They were taking a while to, like... find a date and all this kind of stuff. And then she was just like, I'm done. Get the ring back. And I'm just like, where this come from? And then in true typical, like, I feel like Sammy always has like mad sex. Like she get mad at you.
Oh, mad. Okay.
She get mad or she's frustrated with life and she just...
She gets hers, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They get in that vulnerable state.
But crazy women do. Crazy people do.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't get any crazier than having your son choked. You can't
get over that. I cannot get over that. Like, that reincarnation.
And how many times can she go to jail in a week or two? Like, she was in jail all the time.
She was. Oh, God, she wasn't. She was in jail. She was in jail all the time. We'll see what happens with that Rafe and Hope storyline.
But we want Hope to be with somebody, but it's not him. Not him at all.
No. Glozell, Aaron wants you to know that I have two fiancés, him and Marlon. in our chat.
You have two fiancés?
I have two of our viewers that
are
watch.
Your fiancé.
They claim me as their fiancé.
Oh, okay, good. I feel good about that.
You feel good about
that? I feel good about
that. You got the Glozell approved?
Yes, just so you know, he tried to plan a wedding. Like, right now. He's bringing down the books.
Like today.
Okay, just like today. Picking out dresses and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just cannot with you.
So, anyway, excuse me. At any point in time, you guys want to call in and let us know your thoughts about the storyline, feel free to give us a call at 424-256-1633.
Please.
All right. So, okay, now.
On to.
This storyline.
Okay.
Because this one.
Oh, no. Are we about to get serious?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Okay. But between you and I, we can still add some comic relief to
okay.
it. But a little serious for a second.
Okay.
Theo and JJ.
Theo and JJ. First of all, I have to compliment Days of Our Lives for putting that storyline in.
Right.
Because I was like, what? Because the hoodie and everything. I was like, what?
Well, because I've always felt like Days was the most conservative of the soaps. You know what I mean? So like, even when they made Will gay, I was like,
clutching my pearls.
Me too. But the way the way that they handled that storyline was amazing. Like,
yes.
They weren't just like, boom, you get
right.
it. It was like this steady, like, I'm just going to slowly yes. feed you this.
Yeah, because...
Because they know the audience. They know how they need to treat
this.
They
have people watching that's older than Victor.
You're right.
My grandmother, honestly, she's 102, documented, because she was born in a barn. Nobody knows...
102.
She's been watching the show since it was on radio, I think.
Oh, my God, yeah.
She's been watching the show, yes. That's how I got hooked.
Shout out to your grandmama.
Yeah, mother.
Whoop, whoop. 102.
Mm-hmm, documented.
One can only hope.
And guess what? She watched Days of Our Lives.
Still.
Still.
What's her name?
Real name? Jessa Green.
Jessa Green?
Jessa Green. We'll just call her my dear.
Shout out to my dear.
Yeah, she'll be so proud right now. She's talking about that. That's my show.
They talking about my stories.
Yes, that's my stories. Yes.
But I was very surprised mm-hmm. that they were going to go this route because, let me tell you how I...
Are you talking about Will?
Well, Theo. So how I found out this was going to happen, so, Day of Days... Is that big thing that happens at Universal.
Yes!
And at the end, they always show, like, what's coming up, right?
Oh.
And we're sitting there watching, and there's Susan,
yes.
and then there's Sammy and Rafe,
yes.
and then there's Theo getting shot by JJ, and I'm like, what the day is going on? What is going on
in
these November
on?
Sweeps?
Yeah. They did it.
They did it.
And Abe, his...
Oh. Oh, yeah. Abe was not having it.
He was not having it.
But
all at the birthday party just got...
Right
but
after the birthday
he,
party.
So he was... I mean, he was running and then
okay.
he had the thing. It looked
the
like a gun.
Thing, yeah.
I mean, it did. It was like...
Well, okay.
It felt like he had a candy cane.
So to recap, what had happened?
What had happened?
So somebody's trying to take down Damara,
right?
And
is
him
it
and
Kate?
Well, no, it's not Kate. We still don't know who it is.
Because she hired Theo to
figure it out.
Okay.
And so he was supposed to go break into this warehouse.
Right.
That's why he had the scanner.
Right.
Well, right after JJ and Lonnie went to the birthday party and finished doing
right.
it, they get the phone call like, hey, somebody's breaking in. They get there mm-hmm. and they don't realize that it's Theo. And
right.
I think because Theo, you know, his character has autism, his first instinct is like, gotta go. Right. And so
okay.
and they what I also liked is that they explained why he reacted the way that he did. Because JJ said to put the gun down.
Right.
He didn't have a gun.
Right.
But if he had said drop what's in your hand,
you're absolutely right.
He would have dropped what was in his hand.
Right.
But
because he was so literal in
yeah,
that moment.
Yes, yes. And Theo is very like you have to be like, stop. He'll stop. Go.
Right.
He'll go.
So why would Kate use someone like that for such a danger? She didn't realize it
well,
was dangerous.
No. She didn't realize that was going to happen. That's why she has so much guilt right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she really is the cause of
right.
Theo's being shot and being currently in a coma.
Well, he got two women fighting over him.
Sierra came back and said, listen. Sierra,
like, you should have given him my letter.
Yeah.
And that would have just changed the world, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Kudos to the new Sierra.
Yeah. Yeah. I love her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, and her eyebrows, do you think that he's going to wake up? Do you think Theo's going to pull through?
I hope so.
Right?
I hope he does.
And JJ, he's never going to work again? And that relationship just not going to work again? Because that was a lot of pressure. That was craziness.
That was a lot because...
The domino effect from that alone.
Yeah, because there were so many factors. Like, he's dating Lonnie.
Right.
That's her brother.
The father.
Is the mayor.
Right.
And she's understanding, like, what could have happened right. and trying to comfort him, but, like...
Knowing why it happened or feel like she know why it happened.
And she's caught in between... JJ and her dad.
What do you feel JJ was going through when he saw it? He just thought it was a gun.
I think he really thought that there was a weapon.
Right.
And that he didn't know it was JJ. Although he then remembered, he was like, I saw his face.
There was a second.
Yeah. But I think in that second
he had already
but he's tearing himself up.
He's tearing himself up
about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see where they go with that.
Yeah. Quick little shout out. April says, Glozell is killing it with Tony tonight.
Ah, hey, thank you. Yeah. I love you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So let's see what else people are saying. So yeah, so that storyline for me, it was very interesting, and it did bring out some wonderful performances. Abe,
really? I'm like, can he get an award for...
I think they're getting their Emmy reels together. That needs to be a part of it.
It really does. Because he really stepped up in that anger, and he kept that in the writing. It was really good.
Now, I will also say, Valerie, the girl he's dating, was like, she blamed herself for Theo's coma because she was like, I think my hands were shaking during the surgery.
Who admits that?
Yeah, well...
My hands were shaking.
Yeah, I was just like...
To my boyfriend's
son. I was
like,
listen, nobody else needs to take blame for what's happening.
Right.
Just let go. Wow. Just let go.
Right.
Kyle K, I believe that's how you pronounce it, says...
Oh, my gosh.
Why didn't Kate hire a henchman? I will never know.
She knows so many.
Well, I don't know. Another shout out. Josephina says, I am loving Glozell. Tony, she can be you. She can be you and Mark's new co-host for the new year.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you.
Look at you.
I'm just moving up in the world. I appreciate it.
Look at God. Look at God.
God! Thank you.
We'll see where, because you're right, there's such a domino effect from
right.
it. Theo got shot, JJ is now off the force.
Right. The relationship is gone.
The relationship is gone. Hope is no longer police commissioner because she wouldn't fire JJ as Abe requested.
Right, and Abe and Hope's relationship.
Gone. Abe's relationship with the Hortons and Jennifer, gone.
Yeah, I mean, just messed up. It's just
just one after another.
Exactly,
so we're gonna say a prayer for them.
Lift them up.
Lift them up, Lord. Lift them up, Jesus.
Father, lift them up.
All right, so let's get into some tidbits.
Okay.
So Brady and Eve. First of all, Brady had it coming. Brady had it coming because he completely tried it when
he put that emulate. I'm like, we know it was you. We know it was you.
See, that's what happens with...
It had that old guy act like, I saw it and when I threw out her stuff.
That's why you shouldn't drink.
That was a bad way.
But remember, Victor was like...
Victor, be on it.
You idiot. Like, you didn't think about this. And I think Victor's sitting there like, 3, 2, 1, here go. Here go. Because he didn't think about it.
I love Victor.
He didn't think about it.
I just love him. Meg is like, where's my stuff? I mean...
Oh, Eve came in and said, I'm going to redecorate everything.
Right.
Because I live here now. But Eve is now like, okay, this is the game y'all want to play?
Right.
I can play it better.
Yes.
And when she took... When she took Tate to the park...
I mean...
First of all... let me ask you this, Glozell, because you have a daughter.
Yes.
Now, if I
death.
Can, If I came to
death, there is no kind of death, like shoot at the ankle. No, death. You just gonna take my kid?
And not tell you, not text you,
and we gotta live in the same house? No, no. No, 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 no.
Can you imagine? Like no note, no text, no phone call.
No.
Like, hey,
no.
I'm taking a little one to the park. We gonna have and you let's say you fell asleep. Where my baby? And I just come, oh hey.
No. No, you would see me on the news. I'd be on TMZ. And it'd be like, wow, that YouTuber, she flipped. She's gone. She seems so nice.
And it'll be that shot of you, he shouldn't have messed with my baby.
He shouldn't
have messed with my baby.
I mean, for real.
You don't do that.
That is crazy.
But she's playing a game, though. She's playing a game.
Now you playing dirty. But he did start it.
Yeah. Someone just... Laura says, Eli's reaction when he was called to the house with Brady and Eve, though I think he's all of us and done with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Eli was like, what is going on?
What is happening?
He was like, so...
I'm going to need you to explain this.
Yeah. I'm going to need some explanation on this. Can somebody explain? Okay. Okay, great. Okay, okay, but it just again it points the finger deeper and deeper to Brady or Victor.
So we'll see. Okay, I'm Victor.
Well, we've already touched on this a little bit. Let's talk about Hot Mess Lucas.
Lucas, I don't understand. I mean, he really needs to hold it together. I don't know what they're gonna do with him because how much of a mess can you be?
Right.
When Sammy is the one that's trying to keep you sane. That is messed up right there.
Yeah.
He need a woman in his life.
That's, you know
you
what?
You think him and Sammy ever get back together? Because they weren't overly together. They just had Will, really. I mean, they just had, Will.
There was a moment.
Yeah.
Because there was a triangle with him and EJ. And then she went to EJ. Okay,
but do you think though?
You know, okay, so.
They've known each other forever. Well, not if she's going to go leave and be with her kids, but.
Right. Well, I kind of feel like this. There were three great matches for Sammy. Rafe, EJ, and Lucas.
Lucas is a good match.
And for some reason...
They're a mess.
I lean more towards Lucas sometimes because I feel like that is the one person that knows Sammy.
You know what I mean? Inside and out.
Yes.
And
yes, crazy bits and all.
She's at his lowest.
Yeah.
And she was there for him.
Yeah.
She does have a love for him.
Yeah.
You know, so I like to see them together.
Meredith says, I get Lucas drinking, but Brady is ridiculous. I hate the new direction of the character. He's acting so...
Stank.
OOC. I think we get Lucas's drinking, but we don't get why Brady is drinking.
Because he's a drunk. I don't know. He thirsty. No, yeah, I guess that's going to be revealed.
I guess so. I think it's supposed to tie into the storyline of, like, he's going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, too.
Okay.
A little bit, but not as hard as Lucas.
No.
Because Lucas is, like, waking up.
He's a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ruining people's lives. So, I don't know.
So I don't know either, but
so I think they're gonna develop that more.
Yeah,
because obviously we see he's doing something.
Well, we saw this week he called Maggie. Lucas called Maggie, and Maggie has been like, I've been waiting for this call, and he did the whole, my name is Lucas Horton, and I'm an alcoholic.
Okay,
so step one, he's made the first step. Step one,
he got 11 more to go.
Yeah, okay. let's get it cleaned up. And now last but not least,
yeah,
see. Sierra, Chip, and Claire.
Okay, Sierra. Well,
what an entrance!
I mean, the motorcycle.
But okay, I giggled though because I'm like,
dramatic.
Well, y'all ain't really showing her riding this motorcycle.
Oh,
y'all saw her. You see her get on.
Yeah.
Her put the helmet on. You see her give a little rum rum, and then it cuts back to them, and it's just like, and I'm like, first of all, Hortown Square ain't that big enough for you to be riding no motorcycle through.
No, it's about this big.
Yeah.
And how is the helmet fitting if it was her dad's?
The bike's her dad's.
Oh, not the helmet.
Or maybe the helmet.
I thought.
I just know the bike.
Oh, she did say, "How did you get here?"
Like, yeah,
on the bike. That day.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope was not having that.
No.
And let me point this out.
Point it out.
The way Ciara was talking to Hope.
That's why I was like, oh, who? What is happening? I was waiting for her to get a back hand flip, something like.
Let me tell you something about.
I was like, maybe that's not her real mama. Like, what's the problem? What's going on?
Let me tell you something about my mother, Mildred Moore.
Okay, we would like to dedicate this moment to Mildred Moore.
If my mouth. It could be a thought. It could be a thought. And I'd be on the floor.
1 year old, no. I go, do you want to get handled? She understand that.
Yeah.
Because I can't say spanked or popped in public.
Right.
But I'm like, do you want to get handled? Because
it takes that one person
yeah.
to be like, you're abusing your child. And then you on TMZ.
Right, exactly.
YouTube star Glozell
yeah.
abuses kids.
She's not going to run amok.
Oh,
they're
no.
like, oh, how does she sit in church and everything? I'm like, do you want to get handled?
That's what's wrong with Ciara.
Ciara, she didn't get handled
no.
when she was little.
No.
And she's
no.
saying whatever she wants to on
no.
a motorcycle. I'll do whatever I want. She need to come to my house for just a moment, not even a day.
Just a moment.
Just a moment.
Just a moment in time.
And we gonna get handled. Trust and believe.
So and now,
now she's back to fight over a guy that's in a coma.
She blames Claire for. She basically was like. Had you given him that letter, had we admitted that we were in love...
Why would she give him a letter?
Because... Oh, wait. Oh. Dave's fans help me remember.
Why would...
There was... Oh, so, Ciara wrote a letter to Theo
right.
admitting her feelings.
Right.
Claire found the letter first.
Why would she give it to... Why would she give that letter
because,
to Theo?
Because Claire liked Theo, too.
But why would you send the person who liked him to give him the letter? She didn't know that she liked him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
But then Claire finally gave Theo the letter.
Right.
But
it was too late.
But Claire and Theo still ended up together. So basically Ciara rolled back in town like, look, had you not like did that, then.
But there's another guy living in the house that likes
Claire.
Claire.
So it starts this whole throuple.
There you go.
So there we go. So
that's about to happen.
Ciara's out for revenge.
Gone. It's the same, almost like the Will story. Like, he's gone, and guess, you know, who's right here?
Yeah.
Liking me.
Yeah. So we gonna see what happens, because Claire, Ciara's come back with a vengeance.
With
so.
A vengeance.
Yes.
And beautiful hair.
Yes. And then Sean and Belle came back.
Yeah!
Back
to them. I was like, okay!
Yeah. So
that was nice.
That was nice.
She just came back to tell Will about his life.
And, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. Well, Well, that's it.
No.
That's it. We're all caught up.
No.
I know.
Oh, really?
That's it.
Okay.
All caught up.
I do have to shout out the people that I actually know is Bill Hayes and Susan Hayes, who
they go to your church.
They go to my church. That is Hope's parents.
Yes.
And on the show, in real life, that you know they're married. They got married on the show in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And
you go to the church.
I joined the church because I'm like, yes, from Days. My grandmama loved him. And so I take about 1 million pictures with him. He thinks that I'm crazy.
But the good kind of crazy.
Good kind of crazy. But he knows about stalking because of the show. And Marlena comes, and I've seen Maggie there. So,
huh.
Yeah, I'm like, praise the Lord, but.
Don't tell nobody where your church
I'm
is.
You know, taking pictures all the time.
Well, Glozell, thank you so much
thank
for coming
for
in.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself.
Good.
Your fans, your calling people, Scott, everybody. It was so nice.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
You have to come back in and do this with
I
us
really
again.
I really do. I hope you mean that.
I do mean it.
Because I was really excited.
Yes.
Really.
You got to come back in.
When you called me. Can I keep
you
the cup?
You can't keep the cup. You got to get the cup back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Before we head out, Glozell, let them know where they can find you on social media.
Please find me on YouTube at Glozell1. Instagram Glozell, Twitter Glozell, Facebook Glozell. You should see like the blue little check. It's verified,
you
so you
verified.
Know it's me.
You famous. I love it. And of course,
love
you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Oh.
And don't forget to stay updated with us on our social medias, Dishin' Days on Facebook and Instagram, and _ Dishin' Days on Twitter. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you haven't already, make sure you check out our interviews from Day of Days. They are posted on the AfterBuzz TV Red Carpets and Special Events YouTube channel. So make sure you go like and subscribe that. And we will be back in 2018 for your full recap of your favorite soap opera, Days of Our Lives. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next year. Bye, y'all.
Happy New Year.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.